Introduction. Obedience and respect for parents are the foundations of all virtues. Thomas Jefferson. Every year, when Mother's Day and Father's Day arrive, I have the same concern, especially when I read quotes like the one at the beginning of this chapter. How do we honor parents who do not deserve to be honored? How do we fulfill the biblical command without feeling that we are acting hypocritically in front of mothers and fathers who have behaved inappropriately? What do we do with the pain of so many sons and daughters who have suffered indescribably because of parents who have been negligent, violent, or abusive? Personally, I have the highest regard for my mother, whom I respect and love as an extraordinary woman. However, it is not the same feeling I have for my father, whom I admire because he was always a hardworking and honorable man. Yet he was not a father, at least not as he should have been, or at least not as his children have tried to be with our own children, for example, from our mother. It is not an easy topic to address, as it has many emotional facets. I don't believe there is a child who finds it easy to talk about their parents, especially if it brings back bad memories. I have had to ask myself the same question more than once. The same one that many of my patients have asked me over the years, who have dropped heavy phrases about their parents, often with eyes filled with tears and throats about to explode with the sadness they feel just thinking about what they suffered because of their parents. I have thought about the relevance of this book, and I write it thinking of all those children who, in one way or another, face the same dilemma I have asked myself. How do we fulfill the command in such a context and with such memories? Throughout the history of Christianity, there has been harshness and even cruelty towards children who have, in one way or another, distanced themselves from their parents or dared to challenge them. Often, no mitigating factors have been considered, and it has been assumed that simply by being children, obedience, respect, veneration, and care should be given to parents, without considering any other factors, which is not only unjust, but also perpetuates cruelty and pain. For a long time, situations that deserve further analysis, different perspectives, and other reflections have been ignored, often avoided or undervalued, simply because tradition imposes itself as the only criterion to follow. Are all fathers and mothers truly what they claim to be? What should we do in the case of parents who have not acted according to the role they committed to? How do we fulfill the biblical command in extreme situations of neglect, abandonment, violence, and abuse? Is honoring father and mother a blank check to please tradition? What do we do with the contained pain and the damage that has been caused? This issue is not solved by spiritualizing reality, but by bravely confronting a topic that should not be avoided. Escaping from it does not help the victims, nor does it provide a way out for the pains that tend to fester for generations. Recently, I received a PowerPoint presentation from a photographer, attempting to raise awareness of child sexual abuse situations, which included a series of photographs of a girl wearing a dress made of hands, with the caption, "Certain things are hung forever." Without a doubt, there are experiences that leave indelible marks. Rolando died surrounded by the affection of his family. However, this was only apparent. On the day of the funeral, none of his 11 children wanted to say anything at his burial. Someone else, who had no connection to the family, was asked to say a few words. This did not attract